H. A. Lynn Stadium will be filled tonight as the Newton Cardinals host a playoff football game for the first time in 18 years. It'll be the 376th Newton football game at the 83-year-old stadium. Construction of the historic stadium on Newton's southeast side began in 1940 as part of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal programs, specifically the Works Progress Administration. Construction slowed but continued as the United States entered World War II, and Newton Maytag plants transitioned from making washing machines and parts to engine castings for aircraft such as the P-51 Mustang and components for other military equipment like parts for the B-26 Marauder bombers. The stadium was completed in 1942. Ryan Rump is Newton's director of athletics and activities.
It'd be really fun to just rewind time and go back to that era and just kind of be a fly or a little birdie around to witness that, just to witness the whole operation of what it went into, what it must have been like to build that stadium.
Since its completion 83 years ago, the stadium has hosted Newton High School athletes competing in football, soccer, track and field, and provided a venue for band members and dancers to show their talents. And over time, Rump says stadium upgrades like a new field turf, new scoreboard, new press boxes and a locker room, and new stadium lights have allowed Newton student athletes and performers to benefit from modern technology, while the historic concrete homeside bleachers and residential community-like setting remains intact.
Our community and school district has done a great job of maintaining, I think, the history and integrity of the stadium, but yet keeping it up to date and modern. So it's really just a nice setting and a unique setting for Friday night or for any event. You just don't see many stadiums like H. A. Lynn Stadium anymore that are cut into the heart of town or in a residential area like H. A. Lynn is.
The first high school football game played at the stadium was against Knoxville on September 18, 1942. 24 years later, in 1966, stadium took the name of the 1920s high school principal and coach, H.A. Pop Lynn, who suggested the athletic teams change from being called the Newton Little Washers to the Cardinals. Lynn was a big St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan and made the name change recommendation after taking a group of students to St. Louis for a baseball game. Former Newton football player, 1983 Newton graduate, and 2004 to 2024 Newton High School principal Bill Peters says his first memories of H.A. Lynn Stadium are connected to an amateur football team that started to play their home spring football games there in 1974.
My dad owned a construction company, and many of the players also worked construction. And so I think I was probably 7 or 8. And, he told me these guys, they play football. What? He drove us over there to watch a game.
Nighthawks are now the Iowa Nighthawks, but the team still uses H.A. Lynn Stadium as their home field during the spring. Peters himself got to play at the stadium during the 1980s when the Newton Cardinals were consistently in the playoffs and the crowds were all around the field.
We played Sioux City Helan in a playoff game my senior year, and people are standing probably 8-9 deep all the way around the field, and then the pack is just packed. They would line up for hours, if not the day before, to get into those, to see those games. And the crowds were fantastic. The people were really supportive. Signs all over town, you know, go-karts. It was great play in front of that group.
When Peters played, the locker room was under the stadium. And by the early 1980s, it had some issues.
It was hot and sticky down there and no ventilation. And one of the neat things was you kind of came out of the crowd. So when you left your locker room, you came out right out underneath the home crowd. And that was really cool because then you'd go straight through a gate and onto the field.
Ed Ergenbright was a starting defensive back on the Cardinals' 1980 Class 4A championship team that went 12-0. He was an assistant coach under Newton's Hall of Fame coach John Jenkins and was Newton's head football coach for 17 years, leading the Cardinals from 2003 to 2020. He is a volunteer defensive backs coach with this year's team. His first visit to H.A. Lynn Stadium was with his dad, who played on the football team, graduated in 1959.
I remember going there with my dad and watching my uncles play in the early 70s and thinking, man, this is really cool.
Like Peters, Ergenbright as a player enjoyed the understadium locker room.
On Friday night before the game, you could hear everything going on above you. You could hear the rumble of the crowd. You could hear the band playing. we'd always come back in this locker room before going out for the kickoff and after your warm up, you know, and you could hear the band playing the national anthem, and you know, you'd be doing team prayer. It was just a really, really intense feeling.
Well, he's an assistant coach in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Ergen Bryant says the stadium provided an intimidation factor.
Talking to coaches that we played, that I've ran into, Jerry Pizzetti at Ankeny, nobody wanted to bring their team to H.J. Lind Stadium and play. The fans sat on both sides of the field, and they would let people who did not have season tickets come in and go stand in the end zones. I always thought that was really cool. A lot of times our running backs would score a touchdown and a bunch of little elementary kids would come into the end zone and swarm him.
With all the improvements that have been added at H.J. Lind Stadium over the years, Ergen Bryant says it pretty much matches newer football facilities, but has more of a community feeling and lots of character.
You know, we got a great scoreboard now, and the locker room facilities have been renovated, and of course the turf field, and I can't imagine playing anywhere else. It's a pretty special place.
Now, something that's done at H.J. Lind Stadium that's not done at most other high school stadiums is the selling of season tickets for specific home side seats. And those can be very hard to come by when the Cardinals are playing well.
My mom and dad couldn't get them, you know, and so they sat on the east side. And that was okay. But yeah, families kept those a long, long time. And so, yeah, that's unique in itself.
Current Cardinal head coach Andy Swedengelm took over as head coach when Ergen Bryant retired. Facility-wise, he feels H.J. Lind Stadium can still match, if not beat, much newer stadiums. It has a lot more history and a better community vibe.
It's one of the best environments that we've been in. You know, our community and our program is extremely lucky to have H.J. Lind Stadium. You know, we go on the road to a lot of different places, and the setup isn't quite as nice, and visitors' bleachers aren't quite as nice, and you don't have the history, and you don't have the neighborhood feel and that kind of stuff, right? And so it's just truly a unique experience to be able to play in that.
There is one part of the stadium Swedengelm really likes showing his players because he believes it showcases the history of the program. It's that old locker room under the home side concrete bleachers.
There's a lot of players that have written their names on the walls, and I think that's kind of a tradition when the locker rooms were underneath the stadium. And so, you know, we've kind of tried to implement a little bit of that in our own locker room, right? But it's not quite the same, you know, and it's just an awesome experience for our kids to go down there. Some of them see their parents' names up there. Some of them see their uncles or cousins, whoever, right? It's just truly special to see, you know, all the great players that have played at Newton.
There is an update coming to H.J. Lind Stadium before next football season. Once the season ends, new ADA handicap accessible bleachers and a new press box will be installed on the visitor's side of the field. As for tonight against Fort Dodge, the Newton Cardinals are not only looking to advance to the second round of the Class 4A playoffs and win a playoff game for the first time under head coach Andy Swedengelm, they're also looking for win number 241 at historic H.J. Lind Stadium. For KNIA, KRLS Sports, and Football Friday Nights, I'm Randy Van.